Welcome. My name is Njabulo Ngidi. This is News 24 Audio Offering, and I'm joined by two legends of our game, Sipho Tshabalala, one of the most kept players in the Soweto Derby, played for Kaizer Chiefs and Bafana Bafana, and Happy Jele, a legend of Orlando Pirates, one of the most kept players in the team, achieved quite a lot. So thanks for having me, gentlemen. Just as a starting point, I mean, it's Derby week. You've been here before. When you were there, to start with you, Shaba, what is this week like, and how do you not get caught up with the noise and all of the fanfare?
It's a big game, Chiefs Pirates, a game whereby everyone looks forward to. And as a player as well, it's a game that you look forward to. And it's a game that you envision yourself doing well and being on the winning side. But overall, it's one of the greatest experiences, I would say, as a player.
And for you, Happy, how's the week like, and how do you not let everything affect you when it comes Saturday?
Prior to the game, I think the most important thing is to prepare very well, and also the nerves on the day will come, obviously, but it's a game that you normally play each and every game when you're playing against any other team. It's a big occasion. But for you as a person, as a player, you must play the game more than anything because the occasion is bigger than you.
And Chavez, firstly, growing up, what does this game mean to you? And when you get to play it, like, what is that feeling like having grown up and watched this game as a kid?
Yeah, when you talk about it, you just made me reminisce. For me, it's a game that gave me an opportunity to dream. And I would make sure that after the game, I'll go and try to emulate what your Dr. Kumalos were doing, you know, and try to envision myself playing. So it's a game that inspired me a lot. It's a game that I will always respect and always value. When the fixtures are out, most of the people, they just look at two fixtures, Chiefs Pirates and then Pirates Chiefs. You know, they start to save money. So it shows you the importance of the game, and also from an, you know, economic perspective as well. It helps drive the economy of our country because a lot of sectors, they benefit from it, be it transport, hospitality, clothing, you know, food. So it's an important game, not only for players, but for us as a country.
And Happy, as someone who's captain your team in this game, what does it take to lead your team in this game? And then what do you say to players who are going to be playing with for the first time?
So you just need to be on your toes and play the game that you've been prepared to play, and also perform better because everyone is watching you, no matter where you go. Because tomorrow, after the game, if you lost the game, it's not easy to go out in the street. You can't fill up your car. You can't go and buy bread because the fans of Orlando Pirates, they are not okay and they are not happy. So it's very difficult for you. So you always want to be in the better side and win the game so that you can boost your confidence as well. And sometimes when you play well, it set the tone for the season. You know, we can push until to get maybe a silverware at the end of the season.
What is it about this game, and to both of you guys, that more often than not, that the team that comes into it struggling or not in a good place tends to win? I mean, you look at the history, it's rare where you get the team that is on form, that is doing well, to win the derby.
You're quite right, because it happens, most often, that a team that does not do well, you know, tends to do well on the derby. And I think it also shows you the level of importance, that the stakes are high and everyone wants to, you know, raise their hand and be counted. And this is a game whereby, your previous results don't matter. What matters is what you do on the day, you know. And now it's fair to say that, you know, Chiefs will be facing one of the best teams currently in the continent, a team that plays very well, a team that wins games, you know, a team that also has the ability to control the tempo of the game. And I think they are aware. And also, Pirates will not, you know, go to this game relaxed as well. They know what Chiefs can do, you know, on a good day as well. So it's a game that I always look forward to. It's a game that you cannot write either team off based on their previous results.
And for you, Hippy, what is it about Pirates that, I mean, the last time Pirates won the league, you're still playing. In terms of trophies, it's something that they've got five now in a space of 2.5 seasons. What is it about the league that has been such a struggle for Pirates? Because before you guys won it back-to-back, there was also that period where the team had won, I think, like 7 years. It's not something that the team has consistently been able to win.
Yeah, it shows the level of our league. You know, it's high. You know, before it was Kaizer Chiefs and Pirates who always winning trophies, but now the team from Mamelodi, you know, they take everything. You know, so it comes difficult for each and every team that comes in our way. You know, and for me right now, I'm happy because already under the leadership of Rivero, there's some couple of trophies. They remind me in 2010, 2011, and 2011, 2012 treble team, because the way they play, it's almost the same. They go out, they play for each other, they work so hard. And the synergy is very there. And that's the most important thing. It's easy when you coach a team when there's synergy, brotherhood, you know. And this team that currently, you can see the way they play. They've been doing well now recently. They've got MTN 8 Cup, and also they qualify for quarterfinals for the Champions League. It shows you, and it's a balanced team. There's youngsters and senior teams as well. So you can't rely on senior players only. You can count the juniors as well, because they're doing very, very well in the team. And It's a matter of the team to be consistent now.
Can this season be the one that changes, that the league goes to?
It's possible they can change that. For me, it's consistent. If a lot of players can be injury free, I think they definitely should get the league.
And Shaba, what do you make of sort of this new dawn that Chiefs is on? I mean, they've bought completely new technical team, all foreign, something that the club has not done before. Have been a bit busy in the transfer market. I mean, I think they got 4 or 5 before the season start, and now they signed 3. But they've not been able to be consistently winning. So firstly, like, what do you make of this change that is there and them not being able to consistently produce results?
It's a rebuild, and it's a process that needs time and patience as well. You know, to bring a new technical team, I think it also shows the seriousness of the club and their vision as well, that, you know, they want to help the team to start winning. They want to bring, you know, back the glory days, you know, hence the changes. But they need time, you know. You cannot expect miracles or instant results. It's just unfortunate that they find themselves in a situation whereby, you know, it's difficult to call for patience, more especially when it comes to their fans. That's where they don't get the buy-in. I think they've waited for too long, and they feel that, you know, success is eluding them. And what makes matters worse is it's when, you know, our neighbors are doing well, they are progressing, and we're not doing well. So we end up now wanting to rush the process, which might also be, you know, a big problem in the long run, you know. And it's also, on the other hand as well, you cannot see a process if you are, you know, results driven, you know. And it's something that, you know, will take time. It also, you know, something that players need to have a strong buy-in to the coach's philosophy, you know, as well. Players must also fight for the club. Players must fight for the badge. They must work hard. You know, they must enjoy the moment as well. There's only one Kaizer Chiefs, and it's the current squad, you know, and they've got the responsibility to lead the team. And yeah, it's not happening, but, you know, we remain positive that it will happen. You know, it's still a character building period. But once they get it right, you know, hopefully they'll be consistent.
And on this rebuilding, what clicked for you guys in that last season, Yakrol? Because that's where the first of the treble came after a long time of not winning. And at some point, even fans wanted Kroll to go. So what is it that clicked in that season? And how were you guys handling trusting the process? Because it was a process, and it came on his third season, and that's when success came.
Yeah, it was a process at that time. I think he stayed for 3 years at Orlando Pirates. The first season, I think we were number two. First season, yeah. Okay. And then the second season, I think we were number five or number eight, somewhere there. And they wanted him to go, but we sit down as players. You know, we had a great leader. Okrodi was a great leader. We sit down as players and say, what do we want? Because this guy is giving us everything. Why we don't play for him, you know? And as players, and there was a lot of senior players around there, you know? And In our talks, we end up saying, let's commit, let's sign down that 1-2-3, we're no longer doing 1-2-3, we're doing it. If someone doesn't want to do this, we chase you out because you don't belong there. You know, we want to be together, brotherhood, unity. And the synergy was good, and we had to spend a lot of time together, you know, to understand someone's problems. If, for example, Shaba's got a problem at home, we get to know what's the problem. When it's time for the game, I have to cover Ushaba because I know the problem. I'll say, okay, today is not your best. If you can make sure that as a right wing, you create something and or you score goals, I'm going to defend. Don't worry, you know, because I'm a defender. And that thing, when it happened, now, Simpiwe will come and say, no, I've got a brother here. He can cover me even if I'm not okay. You know, even also to me, vice versa, it happens the same way. So with this Orlando Pirate, exactly the same. You can see even if Saleng is not playing, Nkota will raise his hand and do the same thing that Saleng was doing, score goals and create, you know, and also, up front, you look at Mabasa. It's scoring goals, creating goals. Makhopa is doing the same thing. Tito, if he's not playing, Dlamini is doing the job, you know. So it's a team whereby all of them, they are together. And you can see from far, this team is together. And they will perform. You know, there's a lot of brotherhood in the team. And, yeah, they implement each other. That's the most important thing.
And Shaba, you played, I mean, I think you're the second player after Masilela to play for Bafana when you're in the first division. You're still young. You had this huge job of being part of this national team setup. And you see it at Chiefs now, I mean, the youngsters are the ones that are sort of carrying the team. From starting with you, how did you handle that pressure at an early age? And what would your message be to the likes of Bomfundo, Wandile, Shabalala, who also have this big job of carrying Chiefs in a very difficult period?
It's a big responsibility, and sometimes it's a bit overwhelming, but you have to take it. You know, I wanted to play for Bafana Bafana, and when that opportunity came, you know, I took it, and I did not hesitate. So the same with them. It's a big opportunity. Also, it's a great, responsibility, which will help them grow as individuals and also as footballers, regardless of their age. They are in this level because they are capable. They're very talented. They are capable. So when it comes to the responsibilities, age is not a factor. You know, you look at Yamal from Barcelona is 17. He's their key player. I mean, Barcelona is one of the biggest teams in the world. But he's their key player. When he's there, he makes things happen. And when he's not there, you could see that the team is struggling, you know. So the same with them. They must just, you know, work hard, take it, but remain, you know, grounded. That's the most important thing, you know. Be teachable and always be willing to learn so that you can be able to improve and be a better player and a better person.
And I mean, the Pirates youngsters are being in a period where everything is going well and sort of help them to shine. I mean, it's like the Reles and Ngotas. But one of those young players, Usesane, someone that you sort of spent a bit of time with, he had to sort of go work to pay where he's at. I mean, from those loan spells to now being in a position where he's one of the best defenders in the country. Can you share with us some of the conversations and what is it that you saw in him that made you push him to get to the level that he's currently at?
Yeah, I'll say he's my brother. You know, he's my small brother. I knew that boy. Maybe he was 14 or 15. Was playing for development side at Pirates. Then I saw myself there, you know, at my young age. I said, let me talk to this boy and try to mentor him, you know, try to, because I saw the potential, you know. And since there we click, I met his family as well, just to know where he come from, the background. And when he was playing in the DDC, that's when I was so hard, you know, to him. Because once you play in the DDC, it's easy for you to play in the PSL. That's you was talking about Lama, he's 17-year-old. In South Africa, they say you're still young. But if you perform well and you put the effort, it's easy for you to be in the first team. So from DDC, I pushed him, and also he came to senior team. The only thing that he was wishing at that time, he said, I just want to play with you in the same team one day, because you've been hard to me, and now I'm in the senior team. I just the coach, you know, one day. And it happened, you know. And in that season, after that, they loaned him to a different team as well. He was demoralized, you know, in a way. Say, I didn't get game time, but now they loaning me. Then we had a personal talk, you know. Said, no, push yourself. Things gonna be fine. Just work hard each and every day. You know, then we continue loan, and he came back. And in the beginning, when Rivero was there, he was not playing. He was out. He never traveled with the team to Spain to preseason. He was the only player that didn't travel on that year. But I told him, no, don't lose hope. You know, don't lose hope. Things will change. Don't worry. I can see future in you. Then he believed that. You know, once he believed that, we push. Did some extra training, you know. And when he came, when the preseason came back from Spain, the boy started to play in the second half of the season. He started to play a little bit, and the coach felt that this is the boy that I can rely on. And for me, I was very happy because I know the tears of that boy, the way he's been working. And also now, because he's playing, I'm also harsh. You know, sometimes as a young boy, once you're starting to get a game time, you're starting to relax because now I'm arrived, you know. And I told him that it's the time there whereby I'm going to be harsh more because it's a game time. Pio can tell you, we used to play each and every game, but you'll find us working extra in the gym. But we're playing every game, you know, because we wanted more. That's you want to be the best, or you want to be in national team, because in our generation with Shaba in the national team we were competing with people who are playing overseas. There was a lot of players that playing overseas. That's why maybe people will say you didn't have a chance to play for Bafana. But for me, I was competing with the best in that team because I know the players that I was competing with in my position. And for me, just to be there and learn all the time, it was good for me, you know. So with this boy as well, with this boy as well, I'm harsh on him right now because it's getting game time. I'm always pushing him so that he can be better and better. I want him to be better than me, you know. I don't want to be in the same level. I want him to if he get a chance to go overseas and play for Bafana to be a regular player there, then I'll be happy as a person. But if he's starting to be lazy, it's a problem because most people, when they look at him, they look at me. Because I know the boy very well, and we are so close in such a way with people they can see, you know. So for me, I'm pushing him to be a better player every day.
And in closing, gents, what is it that you'd like to see on Saturday, and what are your score predictions?
I'm a baga baga.
I'll start with you, Shaba.
I'm a baga baga.
I'm certain that it's going to be a good day. Be going to be entertained with, you know, great football, and I quite positive that, you know, Chiefs will come to the party. Chiefs are going to this game as underdogs, and Chiefs are aware that, you know, they'll be facing a rampant Orlando Pirates, and the expectations are high. Chiefs is quite capable of causing an upset, and I strongly believe that, you know, that will be the case on Saturday. So 2-1 for Chiefs.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good day. It's gonna be an exciting game to watch. Both teams, they recently won the games, you know, so obviously the motivation is there. And obviously at training now, even the guys that were injured, they want to train and they want to be part of this occasion. So it's gonna be an exciting game. It's gonna be nice. But for now, I think Orlando Pirates got an upper hand because they've been consistent and they're winning games and they know when to win. Sometimes you look at the previous game that they play. It was not a good game when you watch it against Richards Bay, but they grind the results. So now they're in a stage whereby even if they're not playing very well, they are normal game, but they can still grind the results. You can look at the CAF games as well. Some of them, you see they defending for almost 30 minutes. They know how to defend now. So for me, that's growth, and the mentally of a player, if you know how to play the game when it's tough and you still get the results, then the growth is there. So Orlando Pirates, they developed that growth, and for me, Orlando Pirates will win the game with 3-1.
Thanks. Yeah. We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks
so
for when
I go.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, brother.
Cool, man. That's the end of our episode. So follow all the work that we'll be doing on the Soweto Derby on news24.com. Thanks for listening.